for me to learn. So the love of Christ is what I tell our families together. We believe in you and we will praise the name forever. Cause we believe in your name.
Lovely piece. If I can remember some of the stanzas, I was only 7. It was not the best time for me to learn. At 7.
It was the best time for me to learn.
Oh, it was the best time for me to learn.
Yes.
At 7 in Dundumwezi.
Yes.
Share with me the hardships there. What were you doing? How was your day like?
We were looking after animals.
Looking after animals? That's relative. What kind of animals and how many?
It's a beautiful Tongaland. So we are looking after animals, actually. We are looking after animals there. We could go with friends.
By the way, my son is in Dundumwezi.
Okay, that's nice. Yeah, I think he understands better. Yeah. Yeah, so we could look after animals in the bush, and we could go in the morning, you come back in the evening, you carry Chiwantu. Sometimes if you wobody, magwaza.
If you wobody, hey, that's typical Bemba. If you wobody, and the Chibwantu, typical of Tonga.
So, yeah, we used to have fun. You'd be looking after animals, playing with animals, so that's the reason why I love cattle.
You used to have fun.
Yeah.
But share with me the hardest moment during that time.
The hardest moment was the time I was in grade 7. I was supposed to write that year. It was around November, a week before I wrote my grade 7. We were looking after animals with friends in the bush, and I got a snake bite by a pafada, chipiri. Some people call it chipiri. Yes. So I got that snake bite, went home. It was around 17 hours. That's how I fainted. My leg got swallowed. I'm swollen, and I woke up the following day in the morning.
Long story short, how did your leg end up?
So my leg, there is another grandmother who treated my leg using traditional medicine also. She managed. Yeah, it eventually got healed, but I wrote my grade 7 being carried to the exam room.
Every time
and fortunately
you couldn't walk on your own.
You know, I couldn't walk on my own.
Your leg was
close to 2 weeks.
Well, you've heard that. Any song that relates to that hardship, play it to my ears.
So I'm just going to praise God for what He's doing year by year. It's a Tonga song titled Tupakulumba.
Play it to my ears.
Tupakulumba, utu wa milima.
Found there. Yeah. When you look at heaven, a beautiful home that you went to prepare for those who are going to conquer this world. Yes. So we also want to be there.
We want
That's
to
the
be
message
there.
In the song.
How did the guitar come in?
There is my grandfather. My grandfather back in Dunmuwe used to play. He plays the guitar. Yeah, so he introduced me to a very small guitar.
a guitar
like this one. Yeah, it's a dry acoustic like this one. Yes, and he also bought me a very small guitar. We could play along together.
Wow.
I didn't know then. I left that place without knowing, but I had those basics. Until in 2020, staying with my grandfather in Chilenje, Yoda Agabwandi. Yeah, so it's in the house where I bought that guitar in 2020 and started learning the chords on YouTube. And from there,
Now this instrument, the chordophone, the stringed instrument, is magical. Share with me how you have found the relief when you are troubled with your guitar.
A guitar has played a very big role in my life. Trying to calm me down and trying to give me that courage. The fire burning in me right now is because of this instrument. It's one of my favorite instruments, actually.